You're listening to Consider This, episode 130, for January 18th, 2016.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, welcome back. Or just welcome to Consider This, a podcast with my conservative commentary and your feedback in just 10 minutes or less. I'm Doug Payton, and I approve this message. I'd like to approve your message as well, even if, and especially if, you disagree with me. We need all of your voices so that we can sorry, that's the sign-off line. You're going to have to wait for that. But don't wait to send me your feedback. Head on over to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com to get in touch, and I'll list more ways at the end of the show. That's CT as in cold temperatures. Democrats fail economics 101, the target of an FBI investigation wants to be president, and the Cologne, Germany assaults. That's coming up. You can support this podcast, and you can do it without sending me a dime. If you shop on Amazon, just click on the link on my website to get there, and bam, you'll pay the same prices, but a smidgen gets sent to me as a referral. And if you're not planning on buying anything, then just leaving a review in iTunes or Stitcher, or just sharing the episodes as they come through your social media feed, are just as good. What did we learn from the housing bubble? Well, hopefully we learned, among other things, a basic economic lesson. The easier you make it to buy something, the more the price rises because you flood the market with buyers. You know, that whole supply and demand thing. Make home loans easier to get, buyers flock to them, and the prices get artificially inflated, the bubble. The bubble pops when many homeowners realize that while they received the loan, they can't afford the payments. Foreclosures follow, and then a market collapse. Mess with the market, quickly inflate it, and it will deflate just as quickly. College tuition is experiencing the same thing. The government has been subsidizing costs like crazy. More students enter the college market, and so colleges can charge more for the limited seats. A recent study has come to the conclusion that the lion's share of the rise in tuition has come from this very situation. The link is in the show notes. Of course, we have a political party in this country absolutely intent on repeating the many mistakes of the past and pumping more money into their pet causes without any regard for the results. Obamacare was the latest example, and premiums are skyrocketing at about the same rate as they were before. But Democrats, and especially Bernie, Mr. Free Stuff, Sanders, wish to double down on this market manipulation. It certainly does sell well on the campaign trail, but you have to pay the piper sometime, and when that happens, there's always Republicans to blame. Here are some facts from the FBI investigation of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. So far, 1,340 Hillary emails at state have been assessed as classified. Now remember, she was using her own private server, and classified material isn't supposed to pass through something like that. That would be a felony for you and me, not her. There was one email that instructed a staffer to send classified information over unsecured fax with the classification markings removed. That would be a felony for you and me, not her. And then, of course, is the irony of Mrs. Clinton expressing surprise in one email about a State Department staffer using personal email for work via an email that was sent via Clinton's personal email server. That would be ironic for you and me, and her. There's more at the link in the show notes, but the biggest thing about this to me is that there are millions of people for whom this makes no difference. There are people who are fully ready to vote for her, despite all of this evidence that she broke the law. Of course, that's the story of the Clintons ever since they were on the national political stage, and even before that. Somehow, some way, all of this bad stuff happens all around them, and people all around them are sent to jail, but they come out on top, over and over. The Republicans' frontrunner for president says outlandish things. The Democrats' frontrunner is under investigation by the FBI. Your choice. On New Year's Eve, hundreds of apparently Middle Eastern men committed more than 600 acts of sexual assault and muggings in Cologne, Germany, and other cities in that country. Cologne's mayor, a woman, took to the media and told her fellow females to, well, to stay at arm's length from male strangers. I guess if you get too close, you're asking for it. This occurred soon after hordes of mostly male refugees came swarming across the borders. Heads of state in Eastern Europe came out with various statements that, roughly translated, said, "Told you so." Then there was this bit of irony. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said in his weekly radio interview that it was proof of a crisis of liberalism that reporting of the sexual assaults in Cologne had been suppressed in Germany, adding that the press in Hungary is much freer than that in Western Europe. Germany indeed did try to cover this up or minimize it. It didn't fit the narrative, and it gave the nationalists a big talking point. Well, whether it's true or not, it's odd that Hungary can make a reasonable claim that their press is freer than Germany's. How far we've come from the Soviet era. So my question to any of you that wanted to just bring in Syrian refugees without doing what is normally done and vet them before they come to our country, are you prepared for a told-you-so moment? As I've said before, yes, let's bring them in. But using our same procedures for doing so. Have a heart, but don't let it overrule your head. And finally, Trey Sudbrock of Indianola, Iowa, is behind bars on felony terrorism charges after he allegedly tried buying a gun so he could, quote-unquote, kill a lot of people. He had a number of felony charges filed against him over the past year, such that he couldn't pass a background check. So he tried to buy one off a friend. That friend said no and turned him in. Another good guy with a gun, but this time not even having to use the gun. Just be a good citizen. And if you want to be a good listener, how about contributing your thoughts and ideas to this show? Call 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or write to considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. On Twitter, I'm @ctpodcasting, and there are Facebook and Google Plus pages where I post articles between episodes and where you can connect with me and each other. If all else fails, come on down to the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, where you can find all these ways to connect as well as get the links for everything I referred to in this episode. There's even a transcript of the show in case you have a speech to prepare for. But let's hear what you have to say. We need all of your voices so that we can... Here it comes. Consider this.